People are gathered at Summit Lake for the annual Arctic Man Ski and Snow Go Classic. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, it's the 30th running of the extreme sporting event that's also Alaska's biggest tailgate party.
Arctic Man founder and organizer Howie Thies of Fairbanks is ready for a big turnout at this year's event in the Hoodoo Mountains off the Richardson Highway.
Because it's the 30th anniversary and we had snow compared to some of the other places in the state.
Arctic Man is an Alaskan rite of spring, a far cry from the humble beginning, Thies recounts.
We started out as a barroom bet, and 9 teams show up and 20-30 people, and I'll have anywhere from 10 to 15,000 people this year watching this event from all over the U.S.
Arctic Man's main event involves skiers and snowboarders racing up and down mountains. On the way up, they're towed at high speed by partners on snow machines. Thies predicts intense competition again this year.
The Olympian who's won it, Marco Sullivan, has won it 4 times in a row. It's coming back to claim his honors. Jimmy Scott, a local young kid from Fairbanks, grew up here, started racing this race when he was 16 years old. He's coming back to claim the snowboard division. He beat a couple Olympians. So, yeah, we got some new blood. I got coming from Australia, coming from Czechoslovakia. I've got them coming from everywhere.
Other Arctic Man events include drag and snowcross races, plus endless terrain for recreation. People have died in avalanches, falls, and other mishaps during Arctic Man over the years, and Thies urges caution.
Be safe. Watch what you're doing. If you're going to drink alcohol, ladies and gentlemen, you can't drive any motorized vehicle with a key in if you've been drinking.
DUI and other arrests are a part of Arctic Man, and state troopers maintain a large presence at the event, but Thies downplays the rowdy side of things.
It's a party atmosphere, to say the least, but we're catering more to bring your kids and bring your family, have a good time.
Arctic Man's main events, the ski and snowboard races, are scheduled for Friday, but could run into the weekend depending on weather and snow conditions. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.